This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
My headphone cord got tangled around the AR-15. Just as we went live. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Aaron's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Captain John Reagan, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired, is with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, John, I wanted to share something with you. I didn't mention this to you, but I've been having this problem with these yellow fence post insulators, and they're these T-post insulators. And those are those green fence posts that you see farmers pound in, and they can run temporary fence, or you can hang barbed wire, or you can hang even more sophisticated fencing, like 4x6 square rolled fencing on there. Anyway, I use them a lot. And we have, I'm sure we have over 1,000 of them here at the farm. So I bought these red snapper fence insulators. They're yellow, and they snap on the fence posts. I bought them about a week ago. And the idea was to put up a temporary fence for our cows. And what we do is we do strip grazing. So we allow the cows to eat some grass, and then we move the fence, the electric fence, and we give them some more grass, and then some more, and then some more, and then so they get a chance to eat all the grass down to where they want, and then we give them more. And it's a really efficient way of farming, cattle farming. Well, I bought this brand new package of Red Snapper, S-N-A-P-R brand fence insulators, and opened the package, put the fence insulator on, it broke in my hand. Okay, take the next one. Breaks in a different place. And the plastic is not suitable for this purpose. So I called the manufacturer, and I said, I bought these, and they said, wow, that's a discontinued product. And I said, well, that's a good thing, because they really are substandard, and I would never buy these again. And I said, what can you do? And they said, well, you know, would you like new ones? I said, no. I don't want this product. I don't want to mess with them anymore. It's too much of a hassle. You know, walking out, putting them on the fence post, having the cows right there ready to move on to the next field, and it's not worth it. They don't work. I don't trust them. They said, okay, well, we can give you a refund. I said, that's great. They said, all you have to do is, you know, prove you bought them. They were $7.50. We have gotten to the point in America where we don't trust anybody. Now, that phone call cost them and me more than $7.50. And they want me to prove that I bought these insulators. Well, I'll do that. But why would I make that up? Why would I make up that these fence insulators have failed? And that I've thrown most of them away. I only have a couple left. And I'd be glad to take pictures and show them. But what a hassle, right? What about saying, gee, Mr. Fennelli, we are really sorry. You know what? That was a manufacturing defect. We used substandard plastic. We got it from China. We got a good deal on it. We thought we were going to do the right thing. And no, we didn't. It was no, they didn't do that. They want me to prove it. So I have this Gerber knife, and I've had it for a while, and one of the screws fell out of it. So I called, you know, I was on a roll calling customer service. I called Gerber Knives, got their customer service guy. His name is Jim. I said, Jim, here's a knife I have, and this little tiny screw and this spacer fell out. Now, it's not a problem, but I think that with this one screw and spacer out, it's going to cause the other screws and spacers to fall out. And I use this knife every day. It's a serrated knife. It's called a, I think it's called a skeleton knife, which really means that the handle has, it's got holes in it on purpose. He said, well, that's, may I have your address? And I gave it to him, and he said, oh, we'll send it to you. I didn't have to prove anything. No pictures. It's amazing. It's amazing the difference in companies. You know, one company believes you. The other company wants you to prove that you bought a $7.50 item. Amazing. We're falling down. The answer really should be, if I'm not mistaken, I'm so sorry you had that problem. We really want to make it up to you. How about if we do this? We've got a new product. How about we send you a coupon for that new product, and we send you a refund, or we send you, you know, instead of $7.50, let's send you $15 in coupons, and you can go buy the insulators of your choice. We're so sorry you had that problem. Would that be okay, Mr. Finelli? But they don't do that. What do you think, John?
No, it's not the America we grew up in, and while you were talking, I was thinking, how's the mainstream media going to talk about this part of today's show? And I figured it out. They're going to say, Vincent admits he has a screw loose.
And it's absolutely true. And I really love this Gerber knife. I carry it with me, you know, at all times. I should really take a picture of it so the class can see what it is. It's a $20 knife. You can get it at the Chinese factory outlet for $20. I think the list price is $35. Everyone in our family has them. Why? Because we're farmers. And we're always cutting something, like a fence. We're patching fences, and maybe we're using baling twine to make temporary repairs. We're cutting these electric fence tapes with polypropylene with, you know, stainless steel wires in them. And one of our instructors, Howard Shane, used his to cut a seatbelt off a guy who was in a crash to get him extricated from a car that was on fire. So we absolutely, positively, everyone is required to have a house, a knife in our house. Everyone. Mrs. Finelli has the same knife. Our children have the same knife. And I required that our children, one of them was in public training camp, that he have his knife with him at all times in public school for the short time he was there. He wanted to try public school. And I said, you're going to have a knife with you. You know that, right? And he said, yeah. But they don't, that's your rule, Dad. But their rule is no, can't have a knife. I said, well, figure it out. So he had a knife with him in his pocket at all times in public school. Can you imagine? That would have made the news, right? Yeah, broadcaster's son, armed. we were talking, John, we were talking at the dinner table last night, and in Fredericksburg, Virginia, there was, or near there, there was a student who they arrested because they said he was going to kill people. He was armed or had access to arms, and he was plotting. So they arrested him. And we had this talk about that last night at the dinner table. And I said to our son, well, okay, so he didn't commit a crime, right? No, he didn't commit a crime. But he could have. I said, okay, so what about you? What about you? Couldn't they say that you could have committed a crime? And that you could have gone to school and shot some people? I'm not talking about just our son. I'm talking about anybody. Anybody who has access to a handgun or a rifle could do the same thing, right? So now it seems that we can be arrested for thinking about something, or we can be arrested because someone else thinks we might have thought about something, or we could be arrested for someone else fabricating that we might have thought about something. I don't like it. I really don't like it. Well, you could have robbed that bank. Yeah, but I didn't. But you could have. Wow. And then so many people are just so thankful that people are being arrested for crimes they could have committed. I think we've gone way too far. Just my thought.
Yeah, John? Minority Report is not science fiction. It's prophecy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, you've got a whole bunch of items on today's class schedule. Where would you like to start?
What? Me have a lot of items? Well, the good news is I finally got a chance to get to the next part of my special report, part 9. It's been 2 months since I've been able to do that. The last one I did, part 8, was Words Mean Things. And there's been so much news in the meantime. And you know, just trying to squeeze stuff in, the draft for what I'm going to cover, I'm going to wait until second hour to do that one. I wrote that draft between 2 and 4 Wednesday morning. That's how I'm getting things set in the day anymore.
Yeah,
the drought, California, has not changed one bit since middle of July. Texas has a big change. This does not include the rains from this past weekend, but we went from half the state being in some stage of drought to just under 16%. And Thursday we'll find out how much more that's dropped. And I've got an article, update on the drought in Brazil. They're calling for the worst dry spell for 100 years. rivers are dropping so much you can go out fishing with your bare hands.
John, I looked at some of those pictures about Brazil, and there's an image on your link where there's a plane that can land in the water with pontoons, you know, a small single engine plane that you can land in the water and take off in the water, and it's stranded. It's stranded because the water's gone. No kidding. Think of this as like a Cherokee or a Piper Cub that size, with pontoons, stranded in the mud because the water's gone. And then you've got a picture where there's like a houseboat, and it's stranded in the mud. And then you've got a picture of a guy who created a puddle. So what he did was he made a little ditch and a depression in the mud so that water could go into this little, maybe a two or three foot size depression, and he can scoop out some water. That's what's going on. This drought stuff is serious, and we've just shifted. We've just shifted where the rain lands.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets
for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and a couple quick announcements. Tonight we have a meetup, and Andrew's going to be with us tonight, and he'll be talking about his traffic ticket, his citation. And he won his court case, so he'll be talking about that. Andrew's a great speaker. You've heard him on the radio with us. He's been at the meetups. He's been at the expo. And let's see, we're going to also be talking about hospice. Hospice tonight. Tracy's going to talk about hospice. She's a nurse, a hospice nurse. She's going to be talking about how it works. And you're certainly welcome to ask all the questions that you'd like. And one of the questions I think that should be asked is, how do you protect the family assets from being stolen by the government when one of your loved ones is receiving hospice care? So make sure you ask those questions. That's tonight. I won't be there tonight, but I will be there next Monday. And Freeze Dry Guy's flying in. He's going to be staying with us. He'll be at the farm, and he'll be coming to the meetup next Monday. That's Freeze Dry Guy. So this Monday, today, which is Jimmy's Egg, great, great seminars on how this ticket was processed and how the court case went and the strategy that Andrew, our instructor, used to win his case, and also hospice with Tracy. Tomorrow, now we have a change in schedule. I can't get on the website because I'm locked out. I cannot log in to make any changes. So regardless of what it says, tomorrow is with Miles. Miles is going to be calling in from Europe, and we'll have 2 hours with Miles, Senior USA Prepares Instructor. So if you have some questions for Miles, you can email me those questions, Vincent@USAPrepares, and you're certainly welcome to do that, and you're certainly welcome to call in. That's tomorrow. And then Wednesday is Norm Shealy. Thursday is Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Friday is Brandon Williams. And we are going to do a series for a whole year on solar. Solar design, solar engineering, and going off grid. I'm doing it. I am upgrading our equipment. And I would think within 2 weeks we will be broadcasting again via solar. And that's ironedison.com. John Reagan, back to you.
Well, I'm going to try and get through financial and employment pretty quickly here because there's so much more further down the list. I've got a link under financial called More Spending. This is about the weeper of the House before he left. Gave Obama a blank check. They haven't actually increased the debt limit. From what I understand, I haven't read the bill. There's a link for the bill included in that article. But from what I've read, they have not increased the debt ceiling, but they've suspended it through March 2017. So whoever is elected president next only has an unlimited credit card for 2 months before some kind of legislation has to be done or a crisis hits. There's trucking tells the story. We'll get the question, how can you tell what's coming? And trucking is one of those leading indicators that you can typically find out about before the government gets you the report six months later. And trucking is way down as far as what's being shipped. And that's just a couple of...
John, doesn't that tell the story about Christmas? I mean, shouldn't there be more trucks on the road right now delivering those trinkets to the stores rather than less? I mean, I would think that now would be the time that they'd be ramped up to the absolute maximum, wouldn't you think?
Right, because they have to get everything in line before Black Friday, which is their big push. Mm-hmm. And, some are even pushing now. They're trying to extend the Christmas season to 365 days a year because they need the additional sales.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you seeing Christmas sales flyers in your neck of the woods in Texas? I'm not seeing them here. I'm not seeing sales.
I'm not sure I'm seeing flyers, but I'm seeing stockage in the stores.
Okay. Yeah. I've seen Halloween inventory bulging these trinkets that people buy. I'm not sure where they buy them. Disposable trinkets for Halloween. John Reagan, I'll be right back after bottom of the hour commercials.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, John, I got a call last week from this woman who asked to speak to my mother. And she said, is this, you know, and she repeated my mother's name, or she stated my mother's name. And I said, I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. And she gave me her first name, and I said, okay, how can I help you? And she said, I need to speak to, and she mentioned my mother's name, and I said, well, tell me how I can help you. And she said she was with this Medicare partner. And I said, great. You know, before we continue, I'm going to need some information from you. And she was stunned. And I said, I'm going to need to see some ID. And, you know, how would that be accomplished, right, John? How would she provide ID? So I was looking at the phone, and it was, there was no way I could interpret who she was because it was blocked, coded. It didn't say, you know, Joe Doakes or Medicare or some insurance company. It didn't say any of that. And so we had this kind of, well, it was a standoff for about, I don't know, 15 minutes where she was trying to get information out of me, and I couldn't do it because I needed to see her ID. And I think that's something that we can all start doing. You know, when people ask you for your ID, you know, what's the last four of your social security number or the secret code or whatever it may be, say to them, okay, I'm going to need to see your ID. You know, I want to cooperate. I just need to see your ID. And they won't do it. They absolutely will not identify who they are. So I just wanted to share that, just that little tactic in waging the battle, or waging the defense against the battle against us. Back to you, John Reagan.
Well, I guess quickly talk about GDP. The new report came out last week, and third quarter GDP was up a pathetic 1.5%. And if it hadn't been for Obamacare, it would have been worse than that. And I just want to remind everybody that they've changed the way they calculate GDP. You pretty much have to subtract 3% from that to get to where it would have been under the old calculation. So we are in recession-like territory. The charts you see under the durables drop in Dallas, too, links already point that out. And GDP that we see from other countries are saying we're already in a recession. Sooner or later, they're not going to be able to keep up that lie. And we're seeing this in the employment section. I didn't put any up last week. There were a number of companies, including ones that had good earnings reports, that are laying off more people. The first link is a little outside that. Who needs employees? There's a short video there showing a burrito vending machine that puts out burritos that are apparently almost as good as Chipotle, what they say. And so not only do you not need employees, you don't even need to rent out kitchen space. It's, you know, these types of machines are, I would expect, going to be game changers. It's not like the old-style vending machines where you had this prepared food that was put in there, and then you'd get it out and stick it in a microwave, and, you know, it was food in name only. this is fresh prepared type food. And whether it's, you know, we've seen here burritos, we've seen pizza, we've seen hamburgers, and I expect we're going to see more and more of those as minimum wage goes up.
I'm trying to think of the name of that restaurant, if you want to call it that, in New York City, maybe back in the 60s. I think it was called the Automat. Have you heard of that?
Yes.
I think that was the beginning of this, where there was a, like a wall with little cubbies in it, and you just open this, these, like, what would you say, a little glass door, and you'd pull out the sandwich of your choice or whatever you wanted to eat, and, you know, it's kind of self-serve, and they would stock it from behind the wall. Wow. So what we're doing, John, is we're just pushing people to the side. We don't need them anymore, right? Wherever we can. We did that with automated response units, press 1, press 2, press 3 on the telephone. We've replaced some of the need for the waiters and waitresses at the Olive Garden by these devices that let you order from your table. You can pay your bill from the table. All you need is some food preparation and cleaning up of the dishes, right? And, of course, the maintenance of the building. But I don't like where we're going. I really don't. I don't like a lot of things that I see happening in the future.
If you don't like that, take a look down under bigger picture. I have a link, second one called MediDeath.
And I'm there.
I wish this was an April Fool type thing, but the government has now directed doctors that are treating seniors to have end-of-life counseling with them. Because, you know, we really can't afford these old folks that have paid in for all of these years. They're bankrupting America. You need to do the patriotic thing and just get rid of yourself.
You know, it's an outrage. And what about Dr. Kevorkian, right? Isn't he in prison for assisted suicide? It's like doublespeak. Yeah. Put a guy in prison for helping people kill themselves, which I have a problem with. And the government, it begins. The title of this post is "It Begins: Government to Pay Doctors to Tell Patients to Kill Themselves." The federal government is about to pay doctors who speak with patients about the type of medical care they want when they are near death. Now, what does that mean? Care, medical care. Does that mean, would you prefer, death over a few days, or do you want it, like, instant? Is that what that means?
Do you like arsenic or cyanide?
And so it all points to the same thing, John. It all points to population elimination. You know, the food additives, I placed a call during the break, bottom of the hour break, to one of our friends. You know him. He was a U.S. Army major. He is very sick right now. And I have not been able to get through. I've placed a couple calls now. I've not been able to get through. His daughter and my son are friends. And I just heard yesterday when one of our instructors came over to visit us that this instructor, USA Prepares instructor, who is not doing well, his daughter took time off from college to attend to her father. Her father is a USA Prepares guy, U.S. Army major. It's so sad. And I said to Dr. Howard Chain, who came over to the house yesterday, I said, Howard, we were at the kitchen table. You've been at our kitchen table. You know what it's like. It's a place where we have discussions. I said, Howard, do you know of any family that doesn't have cancer? And Howard is a dentist. He's been a dentist for a long time. He's a premier dentist in Springfield, Missouri. He knows a lot of doctors, anesthesiologists, dentist. He knows the medical community. He's part of the medical emergency plan for Springfield, or the city of Springfield, I should say, rather than community. And he said, no, every family. John, I'm sure you agree with that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Every family. And what I'm hearing more and more and more and more is brain cancer. And I am absolutely positively convinced that there's a correlation, a significant correlation between brain cancer and electromagnetic radiation. I'm absolutely positively convinced. Sharon in Montana, you're on with John Reagan and me. Welcome.
Yeah, I have a question for John that, I'm always wondering what it means. They keep mentioning seasonally adjusted rate. You know, like we've improved so much by 0.1% or something, which is nothing. But what actually is seasonally adjusted rate? They say every single season of the year.
Okay, when you deal with statistics, you look at the data and there's the raw data, which is what you see. Of mm-hmm. recordings that you actually took. And to give an example, let's say you're in the candy industry and you'll see a big uptick, you know, in February for Valentine's Day, and you'll see a big uptick, you know, in late October for Halloween and things of that nature. and you're trying to project out, you know, things for manufacturing and sales, well, you've got different things going on with the data. One, you have trends. Trend could be up, trend could be down, trend could be sideways. Typically, when you have a growing population and a growing economy, you'll have some kind of trend that is going up. So you need to account for that as part of the equation. And you have cycles, and you can pull out the cycles from the equation. And then you have seasonality. So things like for the candy company, they have seasons. Toy company, you know, you see that big one for Christmas. And they adjust for the seasonality of that industry. It's kind of like, you know, if you were in the marina industry, your big season would be during summer. You know, if you were in skiing industry, your big season would be during winter. And it's just a way of flattening it out so that you can get a good idea of where you're going. But it doesn't really tell you what the situation is for that particular.
John, wouldn't you say another way of explaining it is to remove some of the variations that occur during seasons, to remove those? Isn't that part of it?
But it's really meant for projections, not really for reporting.
Okay. Sharon, you're certainly welcome. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig,
because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and Sharon in Montana's with us. And Sharon, you asked about seasonally adjusted rates. Did you have another question for John Reagan?
Well, no, it's just then basically they're not saying anything when they say it on news, right? It means nothing. They try to tell you.
Well, are you asking if the news is distorted and sanitized?
Well, I know it is,
absolutely,
but I mean,
yes.
Yeah, I know that it is, except that they always say, well, we've had a wonderful increase of, you know, 0.05% or something, and was seasonally adjusted, so they're really saying nothing, right?
Well, the big problem is they are going beyond what's normal statistical calculations. Mm-hmm. And let me give you an idea for legitimate use of using seasonal adjusted numbers. At least back in the old days, before the economy's gone totally crazy, when school let out in May, there'd be a bunch of students get summer jobs, and those jobs would go away by the end of August. Mm-hmm. So if you just looked at the raw numbers, May would look really, really good compared to April.
Yeah.
But if you seasonally adjust it, then you find out how many real jobs do we get there? Do we have growth in jobs, or do we actually have a loss in jobs? And conversely, at the end of the summer, where you have the big fall-off between July and August, you know, it's not the economy's crashing. It's all these people are going back to school. And you adjust that to see, did we lose more than that, or do we actually have a gain in jobs? So there's some legitimate purposes and uses of seasonal adjustment. It's the bastardization of the techniques that's gone totally crazy these last few years.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Well, I'm just curious. I hear it all the time, and I thought, just what does that mean? But we can get back to your other topic. It was very interesting. I was just curious, and I thought you would probably know. Thank you.
Sharon, thank you so much for your call.
Bye.
So, John, what we're finding out is that it's very difficult to depend on the mainstream media's news about, let's say, real estate sales. let's say, about commerce in general. And it always seems to be better than it really is. There's a spin put on it that makes, you know, home sales are up. Really? Are they really up? And then we find out, well, actually, looked at again next month, and it really wasn't up. And then each time it's reported after that, well, it's adjusted downward, downward, downward. So that the first report about how great things are was really a wish. It really was inaccurate. And I see that over and over, and I expect we're going to see the same thing over Christmas. I think we're going to hear that Christmas sales are going to be brisk. They're going to be brisk. And then in February, we're going to hear, well, they weren't so brisk. And then maybe by March, we're going to hear that really were kind of bad. What do you think?
Well, it's like people I follow for my housing information, it gets beyond just misreporting. You could legitimately have an increase in sales, but what you're seeing is it's the high-end real estate and it's cash buyers from China. It's not the U.S. economy.
Very good point. What's next?
Well, we don't have much time this hour. Let's jump down to the third link under Fukushima. They are prepared. And I found that it's interesting because we've talked about what happens to nuclear plants if the power goes out. Matt Stein's done wonderful presentations on that. Well, yes. I found out, hey, the government actually is prepared in case these backup generators all go out at a nuke plant. But they're only ready if only one nuke plant goes out that way. So if they have more than one, they got a problem.
And there are 104 in this country, right?
104 in this country.
Yeah. And my understanding is that all of them have radioactive waste stored at that site, at each one of those sites. So we have a potential problem that's huge. And I was talking with one of our instructors about how easily the grid could fail, how easily it could fail. I mean, just a couple lone, I don't want to use the word wolf, a couple individuals just wandering around could really sabotage our grid and ruin it for everyone on the planet. Pretty dangerous. And that's why we're doing a broadcast, a series, for a whole year on alternative energy, so you can get ready. Captain John Reagan, I'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.